Paul.
Just working? Yeah. I'm glad to be with you this June.
6月跟大家同在,
last year I came here, I was quite sick.
去年我来到这里的时候,
and my wife and I went through a very difficult time last year.
去年我和我的妻子,
all I remember is coming here and leaving.
我所记得的就是来到这边,
but I am glad to be back and in better health.
我非常高兴今天再次回到大家中间,
I enjoyed singing the song, Dwelling in Beulah Land.
我非常喜悦唱这首诗歌, 住居荣美之地。
I hope that is the desire of all our hearts.
希望这是我们每一个人从心中所有的一个意愿。
Now I'd like to talk about the Old Testament feasts of the Lord.
今天我愿意来分享旧约圣经里边主的节期。
What I'm going to call feasts of fellowship.
我愿意称它为交通的节期。
But I'd like us to turn to four scriptures tonight regarding these feasts.
关于节期，今天晚上我们要读四处的经文。
The first is Psalm 133.
诗篇33篇。
In the songs of ascents, as the pilgrims are rising up, now they come to the great time of feasting together. Psalm
133篇。 在上行之诗里边，圣徒们, 来朝见神。
And indeed, this feasting is a highlight of their life.
实在来说, 这个诗篇是他们一生中的最高点。
We have this beautiful psalm.
我们有这样一篇美好的诗篇。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
看啊, 弟兄和睦同居, 是何等的美, 何等的善。
That's the picture of the feast.
这是那个节期的一幅图画。
It's like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard coming down upon the edge of his robes.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上, 流到胡须, 又流到他的衣襟。
It's so wonderful because the anointing of the Lord is there at the feast.
我们看见节期的时候, 神的膏油浇在那个地方。
It's like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山, 因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福,就是永远的生命。
So the saints went up at those appointed times of the feast up to Mount Zion.
所以众圣徒们在指定的节期一起来到锡安山。
They knew it was a place of blessing.
他们在那个地方享受神的祝福。
And they partook of the feast together.
他们一同来过这个节。
Two references in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里边有两处的经文。
1 Corinthians in chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
Verses 7 and 8.
第七、第八节。
Clean out the old leaven, so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羊羔羊，基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
And then in Hebrews chapter 4,
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 and just one verse. Verse 9.
第九节。
So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
这样看来,必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
And then finally to Leviticus chapter 23.
最后请翻到利未记23章。
And this weekend I will be speaking mostly from Leviticus chapter 23.
这个周末我要主要从利未记二十三章来讲起。
But for now, we're just going to read the first four verses.
今天晚上我们要读前面四节。
The Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, The Lord's appointed times, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are these.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，耶和华的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。
For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings.
六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会。你们什么工都不可做，这是在你们一切的住处向耶和华守的安息日。
These are the appointed times of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at the times appointed for them.
耶和华的节期，就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的，乃是这些。
And as you probably know from previous study, Leviticus 23 goes on to relate the seven feasts of the Jewish year.
如果你们查过圣经的话，你就知道利未记二十三章讲到了以色列人他们要守的七个节期。
Tonight we won't go into those feasts, but we'll take up some introductory matters.
今天晚上我们不会来谈到他们，但是我们要来简单的介绍一下。
Obviously, this book is called Leviticus.
很明显，这本书被称为利未记。
And it comes from the Greek word that means having to do with the Levi, tribe of Levi.
是从希腊文啊，是关于利未支派。
And we know that the book is full of offerings and full of the feasts and full of the rituals that the priests were to undertake.
我们知道这本书讲到献祭，讲到利未人，讲到祭司他们各种的仪式。
But do you know that the Hebrews do not call this book Leviticus?
不知道你们知不知道，希伯来人并不称这本书为利未记。
Do you know what they call it?
你知道他们称它为什么吗？
Well, they call it Vayikra in Hebrew.
这就是希伯来文的意思。
Yeah. And it's because it's the first word of the book.
这就是这本书的第一个字。
And it means,
它的意思是
and he called.
就是神呼召。
Now, this has significance for what we want to share this weekend.
这件事情跟这个礼拜、这个周末我们要分享的有很大的关系。
If you look at the very first verse of this book,
如果你翻到第一章的第一句话，
you'll see there that it says,
你会注意到，
Then the Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说。
This is a very beautiful picture.
这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
The Lord is calling Moses to speak to him.
神在这里呼叫摩西，为了要对他说话。
Now you are students of the Bible.
你是学习圣经的人。
And so you realize how much our God wants to have fellowship with men.
所以你就明白我们的神是何等的盼望要跟人有交通。
We could see it in the Garden of Eden as the Lord spoke to Adam in the cool of the day.
我们看见在伊甸园里边，在天气凉风的时候，神要来寻找亚当。
We could see it with Enoch as he began to walk with God and walked with God until God took him.
我们看见以诺，神与他同行，到最后他与神同行，神把他取去。
We remember how Abraham sojourned through the land of Canaan all the time in fellowship and communion with Jehovah.
我们也看见亚伯拉罕在他在迦南地做寄居者的时候，神一直与他交通。
And even Moses, who knew God face to face, spent much time in fellowship with God.
甚至摩西当神与他面对面相交的时候，他一直与神同行。
And God called.
这里神呼叫他。
This is what Leviticus begins.
这是利未记开始。
You see, here is the story.
这是这个故事。
God does not only want to fellowship with individual men.
神不是仅仅想跟那些个人来交通。
He wants to fellowship with a people.
他愿意来跟他的百姓交通。
God loves his son.
神爱他的爱子，儿子。
And God wants his son to have many lovers.
他愿意他的儿子能够有众多来爱慕他的人。
A bride.
是一个心腹。
Son.
是众子。
People to talk with the father and the son.
儿子们来跟父亲交通。
And so we remember, even after God spoke to individuals in the Old Testament,
我们记得在旧约圣经里边，神跟那些个人来交通。
We remember in Exodus chapter 19,
我们记得在出埃及记十九章，
that God told the nation of Israel that he had a purpose for bringing them out of Egypt.
神对以色列的百姓说，他把他们带出埃及是有一个目的。
He says, now, do you know what I have done?
神问他们说，你知道我为什么做了这些事？
I carried you on eagle's wings out of Egypt.
我怎么样子如鹰展翅把你们带出埃及？
And I have brought you to myself.
我把你们带来归给我自己。
And if you will obey me,
如果你们要听从我，
if you will listen to me,
如果你们听从我，
I will make you a special people.
我就要使你们成为一个独特的百姓。
A holy nation.
是一个圣洁的国度。
A kingdom of priests.
是一个祭司的国度。
Oh, God wants to fellowship with a people.
神何等的愿意跟他的百姓来交通。
And so he came down on Mount Sinai.
所以神就降临到西乃山。
And he spoke in the fire and the cloud.
所以他就在云和火中间在那边对他们说话。
But the people were too afraid.
但是百姓却非常的惧怕。
They were afraid of a cloud and a fire talking to them.
他们非常惧怕云和火来与他们说话。
They said, please, Moses, you go talk to this cloud and fire and tell us what he wants, but he frightens us too much.
然后他们就对摩西说，你去跟这个云和火来说，我们实在是太害怕。
So God said, Moses, come up on the mountain.
所以神就说，摩西，你到山上。
I have a plan.
我有一个计划。
I want to fellowship with these people.
我想与这些百姓来交通。
And now I want you to build a tabernacle.
现在我要你来建造一个会幕。
And I will meet with my people.
我要在那里与我的百姓相会。
Between the wings of the cherubim, I will speak to my people.
在二基路伯之间，我要与我的百姓来说话。
And so Moses came down the mountain with this plan for the tabernacle.
所以摩西下山，带着这样的一个计划来建造这个会幕。
And of course, we remember when they built the tabernacle.
当然我们记得当他们建了这个会幕以后，
The glory of God came down.
神的荣耀就降下来。
Once again, God came down among his people to tabernacle with them.
再一次的神降杯来到他的百姓的中间与他们 同住。
But then what happened?
然后发生了什么？
Well, that's what Leviticus is about.
这就是利未记所要告诉我。
The first thing that happened after the glory came down,
当神的荣耀降临了以后，第一件发生的事情
，It says，
他在这边说
，And the Lord called to Moses，
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西。
That's the book of Leviticus，
这就是利未记。
Out of the tabernacle， the Lord could speak to Moses，
从会幕的里面，神可以来呼叫摩西。
Out of this tabernacle， the Lord could now speak to his children。
从这个会幕的里面，神现在可以跟他的百姓、跟他的儿女来说话。
And so the book of Leviticus says, and the Lord spoke to Moses 31 times.
利未记告诉我们说，神对摩西说了33次的话。
And if you will look through the book of Leviticus, you'll see that almost every chapter begins like this. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying,
你记得几乎每一章开始的时候都是说到神对摩西说
Out of this tabernacle, now the Lord could speak.
从这个会幕的里面现在神可以说话。
Isn't this a wonderful revelation?
这是不是一个奇妙的启示呢？
And of course we know that Jesus came down and tabernacled among us so God could speak to us about himself.
当然我们知道神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身来到我们自搭帐幕来到我们中间
Many times we look at this book of Leviticus like it's got a lot of rules and a lot of ceremony and ritual
很多时候我们以为利未记里边不过充满了很多的仪式很多的形式
But we also see the Lord loves to speak to his people
我们也在这边看见神非常的渴慕要跟他的百姓说话
Moses went into the tabernacle
摩西进到会幕里
And the Lord spoke to him from between the wings of the cherubim, even as he promised.
就像他所应许的那样，神从二基路伯之间与摩西说话。
And so when we come to Leviticus chapter 23,
所以当我们来到利未记23章的时候
we're not surprised to see that it says, And the Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, say to them.
再一次耶和华对摩西说你晓谕以色列人说
The Lord says to his people
神对他的百姓讲
I want to say something to you
我有话要对你们讲
And I know that you won't do it unless I make it a commandment
我知道你们 不会这样行除非我来命令你们
So here is my commandment
所以这边就是神的诫命
I am calling you to 8 holy convocations
我愿意在这里让你们来宣告一个圣会的
8 times in chapter 23 holy convocation is mentioned
一共有八次提到了这边要宣告圣会
there are 7 feasts
有七个节期
8 holy convocations
却有八次的圣会
what is a convocation
什么是圣会呢
a calling together
就是把他们召聚到一起。
I want all the people from north, east, south, and west to come together. I'm calling them together.
我愿意人从各处能够聚到一起。
I want to speak to them together.
我愿意在他们聚集的时候来对他们说话。
I'm not sure that the nation of Israel fully understood that testimony of their unity, listening to the Lord.
我不知道以色列人是不是真的能够知道。神把他们召聚在一起那个美好的见证
I wonder if sometimes Christians understand how important it is to hear the Lord together
我也不知道是不是每一个基督徒都明白这件事情神把我们召聚在一起对我们说话的那个意义
Nowadays in this crazy world many people say oh well I'll just get the MP3
我们知道现在如此的繁忙很多人说我就听一听网上的录音好
But the Lord cannot build us together by MP3
但是神不可能借着这些录音带把我们建造在一起
Because whenever the Lord speaks to his people
无论何时神对他的百姓说话
Because it is fellowship with the Lord It always has a vertical and a horizontal dimension
因为是跟神交通所以总是有这样的一个垂直的也有一个平面的一个交通
Now if a person isn't there they miss that horizontal dimension of fellowship
对那些没有来到聚会里边的人他们就失去了这个平面的交通
And there can be no MP3 that makes up for that
没有任何的录音可以来代替这一点。
How the Lord wants to speak to his people.
神是何等的愿意对他的百姓说话。
Here's my commandment.
这是我的命令。
Come, I want to speak to you.
你们要聚到一起，我要对你们说话。
Otherwise, everybody's so busy.
要不然的话，每一个人都很忙。
He says, "This is my law. Come."
神说，这是我的命令，你们要来。
He wants the fellowship.
神渴慕要跟我们有交通。
He knows the people are too afraid for him to speak from Mount Sinai.
他知道人们惧怕他从西乃山上对他们说话。
Let's come together and speak in Zion.
让我们一起来到锡安山来让神对我们讲话。
Today we celebrate the feast.
今天我们来守这个节期。
That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这是保罗在哥林多前书第五章所说的话。
He said, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed.
基督我们逾越节的羊羔已经被杀献祭了。
Now, come together.
现在我们要聚到一起。
Let's celebrate the feast.
我们一起来守这个节。
With unleavened bread.
用无酵饼。
The Lord wants to speak to us.
主渴慕对我们说话。
The Lord wants to speak to his people gathered together.
神渴慕在他的百姓聚集的时候对他们讲话。
When he speaks to his people as they're gathered together,
当他的百姓聚集神讲话的时候
he speaks to us,
他就对我们说
we speak to one another,
我们也彼此的对说
and we make our sacrifices of praise back to him.
然后我们就把我们的感谢的祭献给我们的神。
This is the way of the Lord we see in Leviticus chapter 23.
这是我们从23章利未记所看见的。
But let's look at those first three verses of the chapter again.
让我们再一次回头来看前面三节。
The Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, The Lord's appointed times which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are these.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，耶和华的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。
For 6 days, work may be done, but on the seventh day, there's a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings.
六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会。你们什么工都不可做，这是在你们一切的住处，向耶和华守的圣，守的安息日。
Now, when we hear the word holy convocations,
当我们听见这个词圣会
we think of those times when the children of Israel came together from north, east, south, and west to Jerusalem for those holy feasts.
我们知道那个就是以色列众民从各处聚到耶路撒冷来守的这个节期。
And so this mention of the Sabbath day seems out of place.
所以在这边提到安息日好像与这个事情无关。
It's not actually a feast.
因为安息日不是一个节期。
Ah, but it's the basis of all the feasts.
但是它却是所有节期的那个基础。
It's not really a holy convocation gathered to Jerusalem.
不是说把所有的民聚集到耶路撒冷来成一个圣会。
But it's a holy convocation.
但是它确实是一个圣会。
Where?
在什么地方？
In your home.
在你的家里。
Did you notice there verse 3?
你注意到第三节。
It is Shabbat to the Lord in all your dwellings.
这是在你们一切的住处向耶和华守的安息日。
And of course, unlike the feast, the Sabbath doesn't seem to be a joyous festival.
不像节期那样，安息日好像并不是一个很欢乐的一个日子。
Sabbath seems to be prohibitions. You cannot work.You cannot watch television. You cannot do anything.
安息日好像是带有禁止性的，你不能看电视，你不能做这个，不能做那个。
And yet, according to the writer of Hebrews,
但是照着希伯来书的作者所说
，understanding the Sabbath is a key to maturity and fullness in the Christian life.
明白安息是与基督徒的生命达到成熟、达到完全是至关重要的一件事。
There remains therefore rest.A Sabbath for the people of God.
有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
So I want us to look a little bit at this matter of the Sabbath.
所以我们要一起来看看这个关于安息日的事。
Here's our holy convocation, the first one mentioned.
这就是第一个圣会这边所提到的。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
要纪念安息日，守为圣日。
That's the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
这是十诫里边的第四诫。
Now, I live in New York City.
我活在纽约。
And I often drive my car across the Williamsburg Bridge.
我经常的要开车经过那座桥。
Now, Williamsburg Bridge goes from Manhattan to Brooklyn.
Williamsburg 那个桥，它是从 Brooklyn 到 Manhattan.
And in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there's a large number of Orthodox Jews, you know, with the coats and the beards and the tassels and the hats.
在那边有很多正统的犹太人住的，他们你可以从他们的服饰，从他们的那个胡须上，都可以看出来。
And sometimes I'm driving across the bridge on a Friday as sunset is getting near.
有些时候，礼拜五的晚上。天快黑的太阳快落山的时候我过那个桥。
Now you can drive across the bridge, but there's a walkway up above where people walk across the bridge.
你可以开车过桥，也有那个桥上也有一个你的亲人可以步行通过。
And over on the Brooklyn side, you can see all kinds of Orthodox people running to get home before it gets dark, and their coats are flying and their beard and the hair is flying because they got to get home before it gets dark.
你看见在 Brooklyn 那一边，你可以看见太阳快落山的时候，你看见很多的正统的这些犹太人，他们就在那边跑着要赶紧赶回家。
Because they cannot work, even run on the Sabbath.
因为在安息日到了以后，他们不能工作，甚至不能跑。
So they run home.
所以他们就跑回家。
They just make it.
他们紧紧的做到。
And then they sit down and have a feast.
然后他们就坐下，然后他们就来过这个节。
Just with the family.
就是跟他们的家人在一起。
No television.
没有电视。
No BlackBerry.
没有你们这些电子设备。
No computer.
没有电脑。
No iPad.
没有 iPad.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
就是说安息日，安息日。
They rest.
他们就安息。
Even Mama rests.
甚至母亲都可以安息。
Of course, she's still sweating because she was cooking the food till it was dark.
但是她在流汗，因为她仍然在黑暗中间要来做饭。
There's a big store in Manhattan called B&H Photo.
在一个曼哈顿这个地方有一个很大的商店叫做 B&H 摄影。
It's a large store, had big mail order business, cameras, computers, all kinds of stuff.
他卖各种各样的商品。
Orthodox Jews own this store.
这是一个犹太正统的犹太人所开的。
Don't go there at 5 o'clock on Friday.
五点礼拜五五点钟以后不要去那里。
Can you believe this?
你相信这些？
It's a huge store.
这是一个很大的商店。
They never open on Sabbath.
他们在安息日从来不开
门。Never open during the feasts.
从来在节期的日子不开门。
Now also on the Sabbath, you can see Christians running.
在安息日的时候，你也可以看见基督徒在跑。
Now I mean Sabbath-keeping Christians.
是那些守安息日的基督徒。
Now they've made the Sabbath Sunday.
他们把礼拜天当作安息日。
So they're all running to church.
所以他们都一直在那边跑到教会。
Now, if you're a really good Sabbath-keeping Christian,
如果你是真正的是一个好好守安息日的基督徒，
as you see sometimes when you travel to places like India, some parts of China, or the Amish,
比如说到印度或者有些地方在中国的有些地方，或者是阿米什人，
they come together and they meet all day long.
他们聚到一起，他们整天都在那边聚会。
You go to India, they worship in the morning and in the afternoon. They have three messages during the daytime.
你到印度，你会发现他们聚在一起，他们从早上聚到晚上，他们一天有听三堂的信息。
They take the Lord's table.
他们一起来吃主的桌。
They have a love feast.
他们有爱宴。
They have a gospel meeting.
他们有传福音的聚会。
You arrive at 9, you get home at 9.
你九点钟到聚会，你晚上九点回到家。
I don't know. These are just people who are doing the outward things about the Sabbath.
这些人不过是在外面，他们在做这个安息日的事情。
So Christians say Sabbath means whole day for God at church.
但基督徒就说呢，安息日是我们礼拜天，要全天的在教会。
Actually, Sabbath is resting in your home, but that's another story.
但是其实安息日的意思是你在家里边来安息，这是另外一件事。
And the Orthodox turn off all televisions and electricity and just rest.
这些正统的犹太人，他们就把电视什么都关掉，他们就休息。
What's the result?
结果是什么呢？
Are you Orthodox Jewish?
你是不是这种正教的犹太人呢？
Are you Orthodox Christian?
我是你，或者你是很正统的。
What happens if you keep Sabbath like this?
如果你这样子来守安息日，这意味着什么？这发生了什么呢？
Well, there's four things we could say about these people.
我们关于这样的人可以说四个方面的事。
They're the happiest people.
他们是很幸福的人。
They're the smartest people.
他们也是很聪明的人。
They're the healthiest people.
他们也是最健康的人。
They're the richest people.
他们也是最富有的人。
Now, I know this gospel does not go with the Chinese very well.
我知道这样的一个福音，中国人并不太喜欢。
Here's the way to get rich.
这是一个可以致富的道路。
Rest one whole day a week.
你一天一个礼拜要一天完全休息。
But you see, there's two principles behind even the outward observance of the Sabbath that cannot be changed.
我们知道关于这个外面来守安息日的有两个原则不能被改变。
God honors those who rest.
神会祝福那些。
Who keep the Sabbath holy?
神会祝福那些守安息日为圣的人。
With long life.
让他们有长寿。
And the second principle is.
第二个原则是。
That those who keep the Sabbath trust in God.
那些守安息日的人，他们信靠神。
Could you imagine the jealousy in the land of Canaan?
你可不可以想象一下迦南地的那些人他们是何等的嫉妒以色列人
Now, here are the Jews working their farms and doing their commerce just like everybody else 6 days a week
这些犹太人他们就跟其他人一样一天一个礼拜有六天的时间 做工做生意。
But the seventh day they do nothing.
但是第七日他们却什么都不做。
And they're getting richer and their crops are better than people working 7 days a week.
但是呢，他们却比那一周要工作七天的人，他们更加的富有。
It's because when you trust in God, He rewards you for that trust.
因为如果你信靠神的话，神会因着你的信靠来奖赏你。
Okay, but what are we going to do now with all of you Sabbath breakers who are here?
今天坐在这个地方，我们这些不能守安息日的人，我们当如何行呢？
24/7 Sabbath breakers.
我们是一个礼拜24小时七天。
Working all the time.
一直在工作的人。
What are we supposed to do?
那么我们当如何行呢？
Even this weekend we have a holy convocation.
甚至这个周末我们有这样的一个盛会。
But there's some people who are not here right now. Why is that?
有一些人没在我们的中间，他们在干什么？
Oh, I got to do one more day of work, then I'll come.
我应该继续再工作多一天的工作。
Now, some people have to do one more day of work.
有些人他们必须要多工作一天。
But I got to figure out, if you have a whole year to plan, you could have taken today and tomorrow off.
但是我觉得如果你要有一年的时间来计划的话呢，你今天这两天你是可以用来休假。
Now there's some people who are here, but they're not here.
有些人他们应该在这儿，他们却没有来。
Even while I'm speaking, they're checking something.
是不是我在这边讲的时候，他们仍然在查他的手机。
They have no Sabbath thumbs. They keep working, text messaging, doing things.
他们没有守安息日的那个指头，他们的手指要一直动。
Now what about us?
那我们呢？
Now.What do you think would happen to us as a people of God if we actually rested one day a week?
你觉得如果作为神的子民，我们一个礼拜要有一天完全休息，什么会发生呢？
If we actually stopped working one day a week.
如果我们真正的停止一天的工作，一个礼拜停止一天的工作，
what would happen?
那么会发生什么呢？
I can only think it would be a blessing.
我只能想象的一件事情就是神的祝福。
But now we want to look at the deeper meaning of the Sabbath.
但是现在我们要来看一看更深的意义，守安息日的意义是什么。
Why does the Lord separate and makes the Sabbath holy day?
为什么神要把这一日分别为圣？
We have to go back to Genesis chapter 2.
我们必须要回到创世纪第二章。
Let's read the first three verses.
我们来读前面的三节。
This is when Jehovah made the first thing holy.
这是神耶和华神所分别为圣的第一件事。
This is the first reference to holy in the Bible.
这是圣经里边提到圣这个词的第一个地方。
And the Lord made the Sabbath holy.
神称安息日为圣日。
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy.Because in it he rested from all his work which he had created and made.
天地万物都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
Why did God make the Sabbath day holy?
为什么神把安息日分别为圣？
Why does he make anything holy?
神为什么要把某一个东西定为圣呢？
You remember the story from Exodus chapter 19.
你记得出埃及记十九章的故事。
Once upon a time, there was a mountain called Mount Horeb.
有这么一座山，它的名字叫何烈山。
But when the children of Israel came to Mount Horeb,
但是当以色列的百姓来到何烈山的时候，
the Lord said,
神说，
Now,I want to make Mount Horeb Mount Sinai.
现在我要把何烈山变作西乃山。
So here's what you have to do.
你要做这些事。
Set a boundary all around the mountain and don't let anybody come up. It's separated now.
在山的四周画界限，不要任何人来靠近。
Now why does he separate the mountain?
他为什么要把这座山分别为圣？
Why does he separate anything?
为什么他要把有些事情分别出来呢？
So he can come down on it and possess it as my holy mountain.
这是因为他要亲自降临，要得到那个东西，成为圣。
Why does God circumscribe you?
为什么神要来为给我们行割礼呢？
Why does he separate a people?
为什么他把我们从世界里分别出来？
So he can come down and possess his people, and they become his possession.
所以他就可以降临来得着我们，使我们成为他的产业。
And so we see that he took the Hebrew children in his wings and carried them to Mount Sinai.
所以你看见他如鹰展开翅膀，把以色列百姓背在肩上，背在翅膀上带到这个西奈。
And he separated them by his wings in a covenant, in order to possess them as his people.
他与他们立约，把他们从世界分别出来，为的是要得到他们做他的百姓。
And God took the ark and he surrounded it with a veil so that he could possess it and come down with his glory.
神用幕把这个约柜分别出来，所以成为他自己同在的一个地方。
You see, the Lord surrounds that, and that's the process of making holy, that he can come down upon them.
所以神就四面环绕他，这是神如何的来使那件东西成为圣，完全属于他。
Isn't that what the Lord does with us?
这就是神对我们所做的事。
You remember when the devil was talking to God up in heaven and they were looking down at Job?
你记得当神他们在当魔鬼在那边跟神说话的时候，他们一同看在地上的约伯。
And Satan said, "You see, you're cheating because you've hedged Job with your presence."
撒旦在那边指责神说，你不诚实，因为你用篱笆四面把它围起来。
Isn't that what David said in Psalm 139?
这是大卫在诗篇139篇所说的话。
What does this phrase mean? You enclosed me behind, you enclosed me before, and you've laid your hand on me.
他说，你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
God makes something holy because he wants to possess it.
神把一些事情分别为圣，是为着要来完全得着这些事。
But yet there's a deeper secret here.
但是还有一个更深的奥秘。
Why does he surround something?
为什么神要在那边前后环绕某些东西？
Because the issue is always life.
因为那个真正的关键点是跟生命发生关系。
God is guarding the life.
神在那边保护生命。
God looked at this creation he had created in 6 days, including man and woman.
神在这边看见他在六天所创造的万物，包括男人和女人。
He said, "This is good."
他说这是好。
This is very good.
这是非常好。
And then he wrapped his arms around it.
然后他就用他的膀臂环绕他们。
He said, "This is life."
说这是生命。
Preserve that life.
我们要保护这个生命。
Let there be a day when we preserve life.
要定一个日子，我们来保守这个生命。
You see, it isn't that the trees are holy, as some environmentalists think, or the owl is holy, or animals are holy.
你知道问题不是像一些环保主义者所说的这个树或者这个猫头鹰是圣。
It's that life is holy.
而是因为那个生命是圣。
Make life holy.
我们要把生命看为圣。
I sanctify this creation.
是，我是把这个创造分别为圣。
Keep it and make it holy.
我们要保它，要尊它为圣。
This is God's desire.
这是神的心意。
He loves life.
神爱生命。
At the center of everything that He's guarding, it's life.
在他所保护的一切的中心就是生命。
So we remember this interesting story at the very end of 2 Chronicles.
我们记得在历代之下结束的时候，这个有趣的故事。
You remember right at the end when it talks about the children of Israel going into Babylonian captivity?
你记得在那个结尾的时候，说到以色列的儿女被掳到巴比伦去。
But then it says, but the land that is back in Israel enjoyed its Sabbath rest.
他就说到以色列的这个地因此就享安息。
And the Lord kept the children in Babylon until the land could enjoy all of its 70 sabbaticals that Israel had refused to give the land.
神把他的百姓放在巴比伦，以至于以色列地可以在这边守他的70年的安息年。
You know, God had a plan for land.
神对这个地都有一个计划。
Use it for 6 years and let it rest.
你要耕地耕种六年，第七年地要守安息。
But the Jews for 70 sabbatical years did not let the land rest, so God said, so for 70 years the land will rest and you will go to captivity.
以色列人他们有这个七十个这个安息年，他们没有守，所以神就把他们放到巴比伦，让地来守了这个安息年。
I know I don't need to preach about the environment here.
我知道我不会在这边来讲关于环境保护的事。
Going on all around us, we see what happens when man doesn't guard the holiness of life.
你到各处看，你就可以知道神人是如何的没有守住神所看重的这个生命。
But the Garden of Eden was guarded by the cherubs.
伊甸园却是由基路伯来把守。
But what were the cherubs guarding?
但是这些基路伯他们在保守什么呢？
Says they guarded the way to the tree of life.
他们在把守通往生命树的那个道路。
God surrounds and sanctifies that which He wants to keep.
神把他所保护的那个生命分别为圣。
And so Nehemiah came back to the ruins of Jerusalem and felt compelled to build the walls of Jerusalem again.
这是为什么尼希米他回到耶路撒冷以后，他就觉得他必须要来重建这个城墙，要来保护这个。
Why?
为什么?
Because of the temple in the midst.
因为有这个神的圣殿在这个城。
And it needed the protection of the walls.
它需要这个外面城墙的把守保护。
And so it is with the believers.
所以我们信徒也是。
We believe in the Lord.
我们信我们的主。
And how does He preserve us?
我们的主如何的保守我们呢?
If it were not for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果不是靠着主耶稣基督的宝血,
our life would be snatched away.
我们的生命早就被仇敌掠走。
Life, Sabbath, holy life, life is the issue.
生命、圣安息、神圣的生命，这个生命是这个中心的点。
Now, when we go into the New Testament, we see Sabbath takes on even further understanding.
我们来到新约的时候，我们看见安息日有了更新的意义。
We remember in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
我们记得马太福音十一章二十八节。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣基督说什么?
Come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you Shabbat.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Rest from guilt.
从你们的罪恶感里边得安息。
Rest from your sin.
从你们的罪里边能得到安息。
But eternal life.
永远的生命。
That's what Jesus meant by rest.
这是耶稣所称为安息的意义。
We come to Jesus and we start to live by another life, an eternal life.
我们来到耶稣的跟前，我们开始过一个新的生命，那就是永远的生命。
Come to me and rest, Jesus says.
到我这里来得安息。
How wonderful it was when we came to the Lord, isn't it?
我们来到主面前是何等美好的一件事。
And we knew that rest inside that Jesus had performed by His precious blood.
我们就能够经历到靠着耶稣的宝血所带给我们的那个里面的安息。
And in a very precious way, we as Christians now gather around the Lord's table. There's the life in the center.
基督徒当我们特别当我们围绕在主的饼桌的面前的时候
we know that this is our Shabbat
我们就知道那个是一个很特别的事情那就是我们的
we come to the table through no works of our own it's all by grace through faith
我们来到主的桌子面前的时候完全不是靠自己而是靠着主的宝血
we guard that table
我们保护那个桌子
that's the Lord's life there
那边有主的生命
you remember in Corinthians some people got sickBecause they didn't realize the life was there.
你记得在哥林多前书那边所提到那个桌子，有些人病了，是因为他们没有意识到在主的桌子那边有生命。
How precious it is! We gather together every week and we start from rest.
每一个礼拜，当我们聚集的时候，我们是从安息开始的，这是何等宝贵的一件。
We're under the blood of the Lamb.
我们是在羔羊宝血的遮盖下。
Our sins have been taken away.
我们的罪都已经被他对付背负。
We come to this table and rest.
我们来到他的饼杯面前，我们就安息。
What a wonderful privilege of grace.
这是何等的特权，这是何等的恩典。
But the writer to Hebrews is talking about something further.
但是希伯来书的作者却继续往前说了一些。
There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
为神的子民存留的一个另外的一个安息日的安息。
And he says, even as David said.
他说，甚至像大卫所说的那样。
After so long a time, David said.
就像经过一段时间一长时间以后大卫所说的
In other words, David prophesied of a rest within a rest.
换一句话说大卫在那边预言到那个安息日之外的一个安息
You see, by the time David became king,
你知道大卫做王的时候
the children of Israel had entered into the land of rest.
以色列的儿女已经进入到安息之地
And they had captured Jerusalem, the cityYerushalayim, Lishalayim, the city, Jehovah's our rest, our peace. So they've found the city of God.
他们攻占了耶路撒冷。耶路撒冷城的意思就是耶和华是我们的平安。
And now they have brought the ark up into Jerusalem.
他们也把神的约柜迎进到耶路撒冷城。
And now they had God's anointed king.
现在他们也有神所高的王。
So they were living in the rest.
所以他们活在安息里面。
But they weren't resting.
但是他们却没有在安息。
And so David prophesied.
所以这是为什么大卫就在这边预言。
You remember what he prophesied?
你记得他说的什么吗？
What's the writer to Hebrews speaking about?
这个希伯来书的作者所说的是什么呢？
This is David's prophecy.
这是大卫的预言。
It's from Psalm 95.
是诗篇95篇。
Today, if you hear my voice,
今日你们今日若听他的话
Don't harden your heart
就不可硬着心
Obey
你们要顺服
And enter the rest
要进入安息
Even David understood there's a rest within a rest
甚至连大卫都明白在安息日的里面有一个更深的安息
You can be in the land of rest and be restless
你可以在安息的地方却没有任何的安息
What's going on in the heart?
在你的心里边到底有些什么
Are you hearing the Lord's voice? Today, if you hear the Lord's voice.
你是不是在听主的话呢？是不是在今天就听见主的话
If you disobey,
如果你没有顺服
you cannot enter the rest.
你没有办法进入到安息。
There remains, therefore, a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
所以为神的子民存留着另外的一个安息日的安息。
And of course, the writer is writing this to these Hebrew Christians.
当然这边希伯来书的作者是为着希伯来的信徒所写。
And they had lost...The rest within the rest.
他们已经失去了那个安息日里边的那个安息。
Now they were still positionally in Canaan. You understand every Christian's in Canaan.
你必须要明白，在地位上头，他们都在那个安息的里面，他们都在迦南地。
And when they die, where do they go?
当他们死了以后，他们去什么地方
？They go to Beulah land.
他们到荣美之地去。
Canaan land.
他们要进到那个。
We sing those songs.
这是为什么我们
？That's our position.
这是我们的地位。
Is that our reality?
但这是我们的实际吗
that's another story.
这就是另外一个故事。
And the Hebrew Christians were restless.
这些希伯来的基督徒，他们却是没有安息。
They were in the rest, but they were restless.
他们在休息，但他们却没有办法安息。
They were coming short of the grace of God.
他们在这边亏缺了神的恩典。
They were in danger of neglecting so great salvation.
他们在这边冒着一个危险，就是把这么大的恩典却没有却流失掉。
They were being beset by the sin of unbelief.
他们在这边犯了一个不信的罪。
They were drawing back.
他们被世界拉回去。
They were falling away.
他们慢慢的就随流失去。
They'd lost the rest.
他们失去了那个安息。
Now this is a question we have to pose for ourselves.
这是一个我们也应该问问我们自己的问题。
You know, we as Christians, thank God, we live under the blood of the Lamb.
作为基督徒，我们要感谢神，因为我们活在基督宝血的遮盖底下。
We live in the rest that came to us when we came to Jesus.
如果我们来到耶稣基督的面前，我们要活在他所赐给我们的安息里。
But it's as if God is telling the Old Testament saints in Leviticus，
就好像神借着立位记对旧约圣徒所说的话。
Before you can enjoy the corporate feasts of fellowship，
在你们能够享受到这个团体的交通的快乐的之前
，Is your family at rest？
你的家庭是不是在安息呢？
I'm drawing your family together for a holy convocation.
我把你们的家庭召聚在一起来设立一个圣会。
I want your family to be resting in the rest.
我愿意你的家能够在这个安息的日子里边得到安息。
Now what about our families?
那么我们的家庭是什么状况呢？
What about our individual lives?
我们个人的生命生活到底是什么状况呢？
I mean we make this basic question.
这是一个非常基本的问题。
Is your life in the process of regeneration or degeneration?
你的生命到底是在那边更新呢，还是在那边破碎掉？
Honestly,
我们必须诚实地面对。
Has your family fallen apart?
你的家庭是不是在逐渐地破碎呢？
No more time for Bible reading and prayer?
没有时间来一起读圣经，一起祷告。
No more time with the TV turned off and the computers shut down?
没有时间来把电视关掉，把电脑关掉。
Do we even eat together?
我们是不是能够甚至在一起吃饭呢？
There's got to be a center where God can speak, and it's the family.
必须要有一个中心，那个地方神可以说话，这个就是我们的家庭所要。
So God says, "Here's my first holy convocation."
所以神说，这里是我所要的宣告的第一个圣会。
Come together and enter the Sabbath rest.
我们要聚在一起，要来进入到圣安息日的安息。
Praise God for Christian homes where you sense the presence of Jesus at the heart of the home.
为着那些基督徒的家庭，你们能够感受到基督就是他们的中心，我们要为此来感谢神。
And our assemblies.
教会。
As assemblies, have we come into the rest within the rest?
作为一个教会，作为神的教会，我们是不是已经能够进入到神安息日的安息。
You know, we have a group of people who meet with us in Manhattan.
在曼哈顿，我们有一些弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
And we were reading the book of James.
我们在读雅各书。
And it spoke about Elijah praying.
说到以利亚的祷告。
And we were struck by the fact that it said Elijah prayed with prayer.
我们觉得非常的惊奇，我们看见那边说到以利亚祷告说。
That's what it says literally in the Greek. And he prayed, we say, and he prayed fervently. But it really says in the Greek, and he prayed with prayer.
我们知道希腊原文，我们会翻译成说他恳切祷告，但是在希腊的原文里边，就是说他用一个祷告来祷告。
And that really struck us in our prayer meeting.
这个实在在我们的祷告会的时候，让我们的心里边非常受震撼。
Because we pray in our prayer meeting.
因为我们在祷告会的时候都祷告。
But we were challenged by the fact, do we pray with prayer?
但是呢，我们却不知道我们是不是在用祷告来祷告。
And there's a difference.
这里有一个区别。
And then we were touched in our worship service.
然后在我们的敬拜的里面，我们也被摸到。
Now you know, as most assemblies come together to worship.
你知道很多的教会当他们聚集来敬拜的时候。
Now we should be living in such a rest that our worship is an overflow of our lives.
我们应该是活在这样的一个安息的里面，所以我们的赞美是从心里边能够涌流出来的。
Being filled with the Spirit, we sing and praise and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It just overflows.
因着圣灵的充满，我们在那边用灵歌、用颂词、用诗章。彼此对说来赞美神，是从我们的生命里面涌流出来的。
But in many assemblies, we don't have this overflow.
但是在很多的教会里边，我们看不见这样的一种涌流。
And so we hire a professional pump primer, who has to sit there every Sunday and start to prime a dry well, and prime that pump, and get some kind of water to come out of the saints by the end of the meeting.
所以我们就去雇一些职业的这些人，他们来这边要每个礼拜天要来做一些工作。以至于这些干涸的井里边能够被抽出来一些东西。
See, but this overflow and this rest, it starts in the home.
我们看见这个涌流，这个安息其实是从我们的家里边先开始。
Do we have holy life at home?
我们在我们的家里面是不是有一个圣洁的生命？
That's the Sabbath.
那个就是安息。
Now, I know, everybody here knows how difficult that is.
每一个人在座的每个人都知道这是何等的困难。
Especially when you have kids growing up.
尤其是当你有长大的孩子。
They have lots of hyper energy. And you find you're always saying to the kids, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. But it's good for them to rest.
是, 对他们来讲, 安息是好事。
Turn off the TV.
需要关掉电视。
Read a little devotion story.
读一点灵修的书。
Have a prayer.
要祷告, 祷告。
Oh, keep the holy life in that congregation called the family.
你要在你的 成为家庭的那个圣会的里面, 你要来保守住那个圣,
Why were the Hebrew Christians not resting?
为什么这些希伯来的基督徒, 他们没有办法有安息?
First, I tell you the good news.
首先我先讲好消息。
At the center of our life, there is already Shabbat.
在我们生命的中心, 我们已经有了那个安息。
Because Christ dwells in us.
因为基督
That's our rest. The Holy Spirit, there in our spirit, is the source of rivers of living water that flow out of us. But we're talking about Shabbat of the heart and of the spirit. This is the most precious and important battle that you can fight as a parent. And as a child,
作为一个孩子, 甚至做, 或者作为一个父母, 这是你所应该打的一个最美好的仗,
to sanctify Christ as Lord of your hearts,
让耶稣基督在你的心中分别是你的主, 圣, 圣洁的主,
and we lose our rest when something breaches the wall surrounding our heart.
如果有些东西把我们围绕我们心的那个保护打开了一个破口, 我们就要失去我们的安息。
When we come to the Lord, we start out in rest.
当我们来到主面前的时候, 我们是从安息开始。
But the enemy is always trying to break down the wall of our inward rest.
但是仇敌却一直在那边寻找空隙, 要把我们心中的安息来夺取。
You remember, in all of our lives, there's always going to be a lot of outward tribulation.
我们知道在我们的生一生的里面一定会有很多的外面的苦难。
Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation.
主耶稣说,你们在世上会有苦难。
But what does he mean? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
但是他为什么又要说,你们可以放心,因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
And what does John say mean when he says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world?
约翰说,那在你们里边的比在外面,在世界上的更大, 它到底是什么意思?
There's a citadel in your heart where Christ resides and the Spirit lives, and if you guard that life in there, you'll live a holy life.
在你新的王宫里边住着那个安息, 如果你保守它, 那你就可以活在安息的里。
We may go through outward trials.
我们会在外面经历试炼。
But is your heart resting in the Lord?
但是你的心是不是在主里边享受安息?
This is the key issue.
这是一个非常关键的问题。
The Lord has placed within us, by His grace, the tree of life.
靠着他的恩典, 神把他的生命树放在我们的心里。
We have to guard this tree.
我们必须要来保守这个生命树。
Do you have a Sabbath life?
你有没有一个安息的生命?
Are you a Sabbath keeper?
你是不是一个真正的守安息的人?
Do you take that life as holy?
你是不是真的一个尊这个生命为圣的人?
I just want to share three verses and then we finish.
我要再分享三处的经文, 我们就结束。
These are just practical.
这是非常实际的经文。
And James chapter 4 and verse 5.
雅各书第四章第五节。
James is very much concerned with the holy life.
雅各非常的关注我们是不是我们的生命是不是圣洁。
And he says in verse 5, And do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the spirit which he has made to dwell in us.
你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗? 神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗?
Now this is a difficult verse to translate. I don't know how the Chinese translates this verse.
这一句经节是很难翻译的，我不知道中文是怎么翻的。
But basically this scripture says in the Greek,
在希腊的文里边，这是他所说的。
That God is jealous for your spirit.
神为着你的灵妒忌。
He wants your spirit holy.
他希望你的灵是一个圣洁的灵。
And I just want to say,
那我要说的是
we need to be as jealous for our spirit as God is for it.
我们也应该像神嫉妒我们的灵那样子的，为着我们的灵来嫉妒。
Out of your spirit come all of the major issues of life.
从你的灵里边所发出所有跟你生活有关系的东西。
It's that which makes you different from animals.
是这样一个从你灵里出来的。使你跟动物不一样。
Animals have a mind, they have emotions, they have a will.
我们知道动物他们有他们的魂，有他们的意志，有他们的情感。
But they don't have a spirit.
但是他们没有灵。
This is sacrosanct.
这是非常非常圣洁。
This is the holy of holies.
这是至圣的东西。
Do we even care?
我们是不是真的在乎它？
Will we let anything from the world into our heart?
我们会不会让世界上各种各样的东西都能够进到我们的心里？
No wonder we're so restless.
难怪我们是这样的没有安息。
And so, just two final things.
所以最后的两件事。
This is a great holy matter.
这是非常非常圣洁的。
I wish I could say you all, even as I speak, entering into a profound rest within a rest.
我非常的愿意，我们就在这里说的时候，你们都能够进入到这个圣洁的安息里面。
But it's not as far away as we may think.
但是它对我们也不是遥不可及的一件事。
Because the rest already is within.
因为这个安息已经在我们的里面。
The walls just need to be sanctified again.
就是这个墙需要再次的被分别为圣。
And so two final scriptures.
所以最后两处经文。
Is that wonderful passage in Isaiah 58 where he talks about the Sabbath?
以赛亚书五十八章非常好的关于安息日的经文。
Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Just two verses.
两节。
And this is good practical exhortation for Christians.
对基督徒来讲，这是非常有实际意义的一个鼓励。
If because of Shabbat, you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure. I'm sorry, verse 13 and 14.
第十三节、十四节。
If because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and you honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure, speaking your own word, then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the height of the earth. I'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Jehovah has spoken.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重，而且尊重尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。你就以耶和华为乐，耶和华要使你称价地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你，这是耶和华亲口说的。
Now, what Isaiah was saying back in the Old Testament was that 6 days a week you pursue self. Self-success, self-prosperity, self-enlargement. But one day, forget about yourself.And delight in the Lord.
在旧约的时候，以赛亚对以色列的百姓说：“你有六天的时间可以去办你自己的事情，追求你自己的事业，为着你自己的成功。但是呢，有一天你要忘掉你的自己，你要完全的来以耶和华为乐。”
But in our lives, this isn't talking about be out for yourself 6 days a week and 1 day for God.
但是对我们来讲，我们不要这样子来看说，说我们要六天为自己，一天为神。
I just wish we could get some kind of a machine out here and be able to put all of ourself in the machine and just grind it up.
我真是希望这个时候我们能有一台机器摆在这个地方，我们把我们所有的自己，所有的己能够摆在里头把它搅碎掉。
If we could just lay down our own self-pleasure, our own self-delight, our own self-desires, we would delight in the Lord and He would speak to us.
如果我们仅仅就是把自己的私事放下，把自己的私意放下，把自己的私话放下的话，我们就可以以耶和华为乐，我们就可以在这里享受到安息。
Last weekend we had a special weekend up for the families in Flushing.
在 Flushing， 在纽约 Flushing 这个地方，上个周末我们有一个为了家庭的聚会。
And they gave me the workshop to speak on this matter of parents raising teenagers. A really tough.
他们指派我来交通到如何教养青少年的这么个题目。
And this one mother said she was very honest.
有这样的一位母亲，她非常的诚实。
She says, "I'm away at work. My children come home from school. They're on their own."
我在工作，我的孩子回到家，他们是自己在那里。
I come home from work. I tell them to clean up their rooms.
我下班回家，我让他们把自己的房间收拾干净。
But my own room isn't cleaned up.
但是我自己的房间却没有收拾干净。
And I tell them to go and study.
我让他们去学习。
But I feel guilty because I don't study my Bible.
但是我却感到亏欠，因为我自己都不读自己的。
So I have stopped giving them any commands, and I'm just merciful to them.
所以我就开始停止给他们任何的指示，然后我就开始对他们有怜悯。
And her kids are just self, 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 self.
所以他们的孩子就是一直在那边是办自己的事，办自己的事，自己。
Now she wants to know what to do.
那现在他就想知道，那他能做什么呢
？Well, it seems like we need a little Sabbath there. What do you think?
你是不是觉得他在那边需要有一点点安息呢？安息日呢
？Parents, your children will thank you for telling them to forget about themselves.
父母们。你们的孩子将来有一天会感谢你们，如果你们告诉他们说要忘掉你们的自己。
One day they'll thank you.
有一天他们会感谢你。
Tell them forget Facebook. Come on, forget it.
你会跟他们讲说，忘掉你们的这个 Facebook.
Shut down that cell phone. Come on, forget it.
要忘掉你们的电话、手机。
But of course, it has to start with us, you know.
当然，你知道这件事情必须要从我们自己开始。
He just says, turn away from yourself and make him your delight.
他们会对我们说：“你要把你自己放下，你要让神做你的喜乐。”
Now I have a secret to tell you.
那现在我对你们有一个秘诀。
The true Orthodox Jew delights in the Sabbath. He loves it.
你知道那个真实的那个正统的犹太教徒，他们会真的是以安息日为乐。
Nobody expects him to work that day.
没有任何人会期待他们的那天要工作。
He can just talk about the Lord, sing songs, read the Bible.
他就可以在那边整天谈论神的事情，唱歌赞美神。
They delight in the Sabbath.
他们在安息日是非常的喜乐。
I wish Christians did too.
我是实在是希望基督徒也能够那样子的来生活。
And then there's just one last scripture.
最后的一处经文。
In the Book of Acts.
在出埃及记。
Chapter 24.
第二十四章。
Verse 16.
第16节
Paul is testifying.
使徒行传，对不起。使徒行传二十四章第十六节。
Acts 24:16.
第二十四章十六节。
Paul says, "In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience before both God and before men."
我因此自己勉励，对神对人常存无愧的良心。
Now, what happens when the wall gets breached in our hearts?
如果我们心的围墙有了破口
Thank God, our conscience is the watchdog.
我们感谢神，我们的良心就是在那边看守我们良心的，看守我们心的那个城墙。
As Paul says in Romans 2:15, the conscience bears witness, either justifying or accusing us.
保罗在罗马书第二章告诉我们说，我们的良心在那边分别我们，或者是控告我们，或者是替我们开脱。
If we want rest in our heart, our conscience has to be okay.
如果我们的心要想安息的话，我们的良心必须是洁净。
Paul says here, I exercise my conscience.
保罗在这边说，我操练我的良心。
Now, do you exercise your conscience?
你是不是操练你的良心呢
？Do you seek to find if there be any wayward way in you?
你是不是在那边对付每一件事情
？Actually, to live at rest in your heart is very simple.
其实你的心要想享安息是一件非常简单的事。
The conscience is not looking for a changed life.
良心不会在那边寻找一个一直起伏不定的生活。
The conscience isn't looking for you doing some good works or some penance.
良心不是在那边期待着你要做一些好事情。
What's the conscience looking for?
那么良心在寻找什么？
When the wall is breached, the conscience says, alert, alert, alert.
当你心的墙被打开了一个打开了一个口子，良心就在那在发出警告。
And what's the one thing it's looking for?
他在那边看什么事情？
Not an excuse.
不是找借口。
What's it looking for?
他在找什么？
Blood.
他在那边找血。
The conscience can only rest under the precious blood of Jesus.
我们的良心只有在耶稣基督的宝血底下遮盖底下才能够得到安息。
And when we come and confess our sins,
当我们来到神面前承认我们的罪的时候，
He is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他是信实的，是公义的，他要洗净我们一切的罪。
And immediately the heart comes into rest.
然后一立刻我们的心就进入到安息的里面。
Now what about your conscience?
那你的良心是什么样的？
Even as you've heard tonight.
今天晚上你听见这篇道，
Do you see somewhere you fall short?
你感觉到你在某些方面有亏欠。
Well, what are you going to do about it?
那你来做什么？你怎么做呢？
Make promises?
你是不是就是去做一些保证呢？
You won't enter into rest.
你没有办法进入到安息。
What can you do?
你能做什么呢？
Confess your sins.
你也只有承认你的罪。
Take the blood.
来支取。
Live under the blood.
然后来活在这个宝血。
Treat this matter within your heart in this holy of holies as something precious.
你要把你心里边这个灵里边的这个安息当做一件神圣的事情。
Learn to live in the rest within a rest.
我们要学着来过，来活在这个安息那个里边的那个安息里。
This is how we come unto maturity.
这是我们和如何的能够成为生命能够成熟。
Those Hebrew Christians were restless.
这些希伯来的信徒，他们没有办法有安息。
They couldn't even enter into the holy of holies.
他们甚至不能进到这个至圣所里。
The writer had to tell them, "Come on, the high priest will take you right into the throne of grace."
希伯来书作者必须要说，这个大祭司可以带领我们进入到神的恩典里。
But they couldn't do it with boldness.
但是他们却没有办法那个坦然无惧。
Because their consciences were bothering them.
因为他们的良心在那边。
The walls of their heart have been breached by the laws of the Old Testament again.
他们心的墙已经被旧约的律法又打开了一个缺口。
How they needed the blood of Jesus.
他们何等的需要主耶稣基督的宝血。
That's what the writer told them.
这是这个作者所告诉他们。
How much more will the precious blood of Jesus cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
神的耶稣基督的宝血可以洁净你们的良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们可以侍奉那永生神。
Oh, we need to be under the blood.
我们何等需要靠着在他的宝血遮盖之下。
We want to have a prayer here tonight.
今天晚上在这里我们要有一个祷告。
Maybe the rest of this weekend we can live in the rest within a rest.
也许这个周末剩下的时间，我们可以活在那个安息日的安息里。
If we just commit this matter to Him now.
我们在这个时候就把这个事情交托给主。
So let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this command to our heart to observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
主，我们为着你的这个诫命，让我们要遵安息日为圣，来感谢你。
We thank you for the rest that you've put within our heart through Jesus Christ dwelling there.
我们为着你让耶稣基督住在我们的心中所带给我们的安息，来感谢你。
He is the well of living water.
他就是这个活水的井。
He is the tree of life.
他就是这个生命树。
He is the Ark of the Covenant.
他就是这个约柜。
And you've placed all this within us.
你把所有这一切都放在我们的里面。
How wonderful is your love to us.
主啊，你向着我们的爱是何等的奇妙。
And now you want to speak to us from in that inner chamber.
主啊，你要从那个内室里边来对我们说话。
Even as you spoke to Moses in the tabernacle.
就像你从会幕里边对摩西说话。
Oh Lord, cleanse us by your precious blood.
主啊，靠着你宝血来洁净我们。
We acknowledge specific sins where we have come up short.
我们在这里向你承认我们具体的一件件的过犯。
Forgive us if we've allowed the family to become profane and common instead of holy.
求你赦免我们，我们让我们的家庭成为世俗，成为俗的东西，而没有成为圣洁的东西。
Even this weekend, we would take time out to be holy.
甚至这个周末我们愿意把时间分别出来为圣归给你。
We would gather with our children.
我们与我们的孩子一同来聚会。
And just delight in you.
我们就在这里以你为乐。
Teach us how to be a holy family.
求你来教导我们如何有一个圣洁的家庭。
Teach us how to hold on to life.
教导我们如何的来持守生命。
And to keep that life from being dismantled.
而且来保护我们的生命不至于被肢解。
We thank you for the rest that you have given us.
我们为着你所赐给我们的安息来感谢。
We want to live within the rest.
我们愿意活在你的安息的里面。
We thank you for your precious blood.
我们为着你的宝血来感谢。
Do bring us to this wonderful place.
带我们来到这个美好的地方。
Even tonight.
甚至在今天晚上。
Restore our rest.
你来恢复我们的安息。
Restore to us the joy of our salvation.
你来恢复我们救恩的喜乐。
Let us know your voice speaking.
让我们知道是你的声音在对我们说话。
For these things we pray in Jesus' precious name.
为所有的这些祷告，我们都是靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.